what do you remember from that time, that early time?
I remember calling the mayor and saying, we need to consider what's going on in the country and in the state. And I had been talking to other health officers around the state who were starting to limit the size of groups. And I know there's been a lot of conflict throughout the state and different counties where health officers have made unilateral decisions. And I was really opposed to that because I do not have any kind of enforcement authority. You know, we're not a police group or a police power. And so, you know, I felt it was best to collaborate with the mayor, the commissioners, and do it as a group, you know, and I think it worked very well. Out of that developed a nightly meeting that has gone on for a year that has included elected officials, mayors, commissioners, and the hospitals. And the hospitals kept us up to date where they were on their staffing and their census. And I think on a couple occasions, the mayor actually did issue an order decreasing the number of people in a group. I think it got down to 25 and then went up to around 100. And then more recently, with the governor relaxing things, moving us into stage 5, it's pretty well relaxed. So for a while there, I was extremely depressed. As you can tell, I came real close to just leaving this job because I felt like the pressures were just more than a 74-year-old guy should handle, you know. I did not, but with the collaboration of the groups and everybody working together, it made it a lot easier. So I'm still here.
At what point did you feel like things were changing and getting potentially really bad?
We didn't really have our big run until later in the year. Initially, we were running lower numbers in the double digits, you know, 25, 30. And then all of a sudden, we're bouncing up in the triple digits, 200, 300. And the hospitals were starting to sweat at that point, mainly because the staff was working double time, double shifts, and the ICU doctors were kind of wearing out. And everybody was very concerned. And then we had those big holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and nobody really seemed to pay much attention to the recommendations. And I think we had those big post-holiday spikes, which were very disconcerting. But now it looks like we're going into a real lull. Thank God. And hopefully it will continue till we get down to single or zero.
So for Vandenberg County and for you, it really didn't feel like it was getting bad until the fall.
Right. Correct.
Okay. You are the county's health officer, and I know that you feel a great deal of responsibility, and you mentioned that you were depressed for a while because of the weight of that responsibility. Can you give us some idea what it's like to be in your role when that realization hits that your professional role and a pandemic are going to intersect very closely?
That was a real eye-opener. I had previously worked in ICU. And I was a one-on-one physician. I mean, I took care of one patient. All of a sudden, people are calling, asking questions about how many people can we have at this wedding? How many people can we have here? And those are not things that I really ever trained for. And so I was drinking public health, like coming from a fire hose, trying to catch up with it. And if you look back, there were no experts anywhere in the country. You know, initially we were told, don't wear a mask. Then we were told, wear masks. And we were told that they really don't help. And I mean, all kind of issues around that. And I mean, just the amount of false information on social media. And for a while, we were trying to do tracing, local tracing at the health department and get to those people early on. And I think we did a great job. But then it got overwhelming for our personnel trying to maintain, you know, the birth certificates, death certificates, everything else that we do here. And the tracing, that became overwhelming. And we finally had to relent and give that to state. And the state, I don't know, they can judge that later on. Their job.
What was the first thing you thought we really needed to do, try to get this under control?
Decrease the size of groups, social distancing, smaller groups, a number of churches called and said, can we still have service? And I said, you know, yes, you can, but please recognize that you need to socially distance in the churches. We did notice significant outbreaks associated with large group gatherings, such as wedding receptions, funerals. I think everybody's gotten much better about social distancing and masks. I thought, you know, social distancing, masking, hand washing, those are about the only thing that we could do, you know, to really stop the spread. We didn't have a treatment at that time.
What would you like to say about a year of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, I'm glad we got the vaccine, and I'm glad we're coming into a lull right now, and I hope it will continue. I was just reading an article the other day, why are we seeing such a decrease in the number of cases? And there are a number of suspicions that are being proposed by a number of researchers around the country. One is that it's seasonal. And there are a whole bunch of different reasons why people are suggesting that we're coming into it. And I think the vaccines may be having an impact at this point. And we may actually be developing herd immunity, because I think what they're saying is for every known case, there's anywhere from 6 to 10 that aren't known. So they're out there either spreading it or asymptomatic. And so a lot more people have had that virus in this country than we know of by testing. And that really makes for the spread of herd immunity. And that is one of the suggestions from one of the researchers out east, is that we are seeing the effect of herd immunity, vaccinations. The other people I think that really showed a lot of fortitude were the different stores that demanded masks. They became a significant arm of public health. You know, you don't come in here without a mask on. So that was like the big box stores, the grocery stores, the pharmacies, they all were promoting public health by doing that. So I give them a lot of credit too.
Thank you, Dr. Speer.
You have a great day.